up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
I no longer go by Kate. I now go by Kate with a Z.
In your NASCAR suit?
Ah, that tastes like a lamb's butt. Or that feels like a lamb's butt.
Whoa. And it was a seal. And it wasn't a taste.
Feels.
I don't know.
Feels like a lamb's butt.
Feels butt tastes. Lamb's butt tastes like.
Well, I've had lamb chops.
I've had lamb. I love lamb, but it's not the butt. Is there something going on in Missouri that we don't know about, Kate?
I thought it was a lamb. I thought it was a seal's butt.
It was a baby seal's bottom.
Yes, it feels like a baby seal's bottom. Nothing about taste, though.
You know what I meant.
So,
yeah. And I didn't get to say my joke.
I know, because Kate stole it.
No, I didn't. Go ahead, Pete.
That wasn't my joke. No, it's past.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And next up on the Plus Platoon, we have Peter. Hey, Peter.
Hey, is this the first movie in which the bad guy is clinical depression?
Not even close. Oh, the fact that it is clinical depression. Yeah. I think this goes a little bit past clinical depression. Just a little bit.
Bring Steve on. Come on.
Okay, Steve. I don't know where to go with that.
We get to talk about Bob.
We do get to
talk. What about Bob?
Oh, no. That's actually been a worse movie than this. Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up. And you don't want to miss any of them. But so this week we watched Thunderbolts Asterisk, whatever. I want to let Pete kind of go over who all these different people were, since we haven't seen some of them since like 4 years ago.
Yeah, so we got two main contenders here. We got Yelena's kind of the main character. She was Black Widow's sister. She was in the Red Room at the same time as Natasha was. She was assigned along with the David Harbour character, the Red Guardian. At the beginning of the Black Widow movie, they were assigned as spies in America. They fled, and then in that movie, they kind of teamed up as a family. So those two characters are from that movie, as is the Task Member character that is in this movie for a pretty short time, but that character was from that movie as well. The other place we got a lot...
Taskmaster was also in Falcon and Winter Soldier, correct?
No. No, she wasn't.
Who was the redhead in Falcon and Winter Soldier?
The redhead. Those are the Flag Smashers, which sounds like Taskmasters, but...
We want the redhead.
But speaking of Falcon and Winter Soldier, we got some of our other characters from that show, specifically Bucky, who I think now has the record for appearing in the most Marvel things. But
also the record for being one of the most attractive.
We'll
take your word on that one, Kate.
Your judge to make. Your mileage may vary on that, but he's definitely scruffy. And then also from that movie is our favorite Kroger Captain America.
Which Walker. They even gave him a demotion because they called him a dime store cap. So
they called him dime store cap. They needed to watch our show. I think Kroger cap is funny.
Kroger cap sounds better.
Yeah. And though Kroger might have sued, I don't know if they...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And then the other character we had here is Ghost, who has only appeared so far in the Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is the second Ant-Man movie. She was kind of the bad guy in that movie, though by the end was not the bad guy. And then basically this movie is all these characters are working for Elaine Benes, who is now running the CIA after she left Jerry and the rest of the... No, I'm just talking about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's... Most of these people are working for her. She's decided she wants to get rid of all the evidence. So she sends them on an assignment to basically kill each other. And then she's going to fry them along with... Somehow that she doesn't know, there's another guy there, Bob. And Bob is part of an experiment that they thought was a failure, but apparently...
And apparently he kept his call sign from Top Gun Maverick.
Right.
It was Lewis Pullman played Bob in Top Gun Maverick.
And Bob in Top Gun Maverick. You're right.
What? Could they not think of a more original names? Oh, let's just see. People know him as Bob from that. We'll just keep him.
We'll just call him Bob. No, I think it's actually Marvel canon that character is Bob.
Oh, so probably.
So anyways, there's not much plot to this movie, really. Basically, the group of people team up together to kind of save themselves from being killed by Elaine, and I can't think of the character's name, by Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Valentina, that's it. She gets her hands on Bob. Bob is becomes kind
syndrome.
Of a superhero. He becomes very syndrome-y. He is supposed to be working for her, and then he basically tries to take over. She tries to shut him down and he becomes the void. There's kind of this implication throughout the movie that he has had some real emotional problems in the past and it probably wasn't a good idea to experiment on this guy. He's certainly at the very minimum bipolar. Yelena is also dealing with depression as well. We can tell from the beginning of the movie they're fairly, and so those two characters kind of bond. And then in the end, when the void takes over, he's kind of destroying New York City. And that's where our team comes together and goes to save Bob and save New York City. And in the end, they're introduced as the New Avengers. And so now the movie is sort of called the New Avengers.
Except on Disney Plus, it's still Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts, yeah.
So
that's the 5-minute summary of this movie. So if you have not seen any other Marvel movies, you probably won't know these characters at all. And anyways.
Heck, even if you haven't seen anything since Endgame, you wouldn't know anyone except Bucky.
Bucky, right. Yeah, they've all been recent phases, so. I guess, yeah.
Okay, so for this movie, it was the big Marvel blockbuster of May anyway. Was it heroic or just kind of ho-hum? And Steve, I'll start with you.
I liked the beginning. It caught my interest. And then for me, it went ho-hum. I didn't like the turn of Bob. It just bothered me. Like when Elena Valentina, whatever, brought Bob out, it was too much of a change and I did not like that. And then I did enjoy that there was not the drawn out battle that went on forever in Marvel movies. So...
You're telling me the last 30 minutes in the void was not a drawn out battle.
Okay. At least it was different. It wasn't, there was a battle, but it was a different battle.
Okay.
And then I'm torn about what I think about the ending. So I'm like, I know I'm right between the two of these and that's where I'm trying to think my Pixie Ducks race rating, which way I'm going to go. So I'm like, I'm on the verge. There's things I liked. Things I did not like. I liked Bob at the beginning.
I'm very, very ho-hum on this, which I know is a shock to everybody. But to me, it was just one of those, as Pete said, nothing happened in most of this movie. Realistically, this movie could have been a 20-minute Marvel show. It could have been Marvel TV, a 20-minute Marvel TV show. Just because of, yes, you get the anti-band back together. And then you go help this guy realize he's not alone, because no one walks alone or whatever it is. But you never walk alone. But it's just, and then just the I know they were trying to be Ant-Man, they were trying to be Deadpool, but the conversations and the interplay back and forth to me was just annoying for the most part, because it kept the same joke all the time. So that's me. Kate, I know you're going to go the other direction.
I am. I loved it. I thought it made me laugh out loud several times. I love Yelena's character. And I think Florence Pugh is who plays Yelena, right?
Yes.
They could not have a better actress to play her. She is her deadpan comedy mixed. It's just, she's just so funny. And then having her dad, oh my God, it just, when they are in the limo and he's like, something, something, something. And then it's like, do you want it? Let's do it. And it was whatever. And it go, she's like, oh my God. And then he starts, somebody says thunderbolts and he's like, thunderbolts? And like, I've had that situation with my mom. It was just so funny. And I did laugh when they said dime store Captain America, because that was our joke, was he's Kroger Cap. And so the fact that they embraced that, that Marvel embraced that, I loved. He made me chuckle out loud a few times. Was the plot like super, super thick? No. Did it advance the story a lot? Not really. I do think this was a really good commentary on mental health and like how damaging things you've gone through your past and not working through it, or like coming from someone who speaks on mental health and who focuses a lot of her work on mental health. I was like, oh, dang, this is a really good commentary on that. So I really liked that. I don't have a lot negative to say about this movie. I really enjoyed it. It made me laugh when I wasn't sure it was going to. I enjoyed it. Pete, what'd you think?
Yeah, that's the thing for me is like, this is the Marvel B team, right? These are not the top tier characters. These are, for the most part, Derek is saying the C team and maybe the Z team. I don't know. But, you know, these are definitely not top tier characters, but it did a couple things I really like. One is it had a sense of humor about itself, which too many Marvel movies lately are just too serious. And yeah, there's a place for that but you got to have really good action. And this was not, as I said, there wasn't a great story here, but there was humor to it. They know that they're not a good team. They know that they're, you know, not the top. There's just moments in this movie I like is like, you know, they're at the bottom of this elevator shaft. They're like, wait, none of us here can fly? We just all punch and kick? And it's totally true.
That also made me laugh.
They're all punch and kick characters for the most part, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of little moments like that in this movie that I really enjoy and laughed at. And so for that, for me, makes it work. Because I'm sorry, these are comic book movies. They're inherently silly. They kind of all have the same plot to a degree. There's only so much, you know, we're finding this out with Marvel. There's only so much you can do with these movies. It's, you know, a bunch of people with some kind of powers punching and kicking each other. So I felt like they did something enough different with this. You know, again, this isn't an A-level Marvel movie. It isn't supposed to, but like the A-level Marvel movie, the Captain America movie, we didn't review it because it stunk. This I enjoyed. Was it the, you know, was it top tier, the best Marvel movie I've seen? No, but I enjoyed it.
I'm starting to realize I think I like a good anti-hero. I think I
Which is an interesting comment, but anyway.
I think I liked Deadpool. I liked help me, Matt Murdock.
Daredevil?
Daredevil, thank you. I like Daredevil. I like Deadpool. I enjoy that, like, we're bad guys, but we're good bad guys, but we're also bad guys. Like, I think I like that. I think I like it.
Okay. So they're introduced at the end as the new Avengers. Okay. Then you see in the eventual end credits scene that Sam Wilson is apparently suing them for name copyright infringement, which I didn't realize there was a whole lot of money involved in this. But, and how apparently Bucky had a meeting with him that did not go well, which if they never show that meeting to us at some point, they're missing a chance. But this brings up this question of, will they ever be accepted as the Avengers? Not necessarily in universe, but in on like among the fans of the MCU. Will this crew, and even if it's, they're not the only Avengers, will they ever be accepted as Avengers? And to me, I'm actually, Kate, I'll let you start this one.
You can start it, Derek.
No, you can go ahead. Because I really want to kind of start the next one. You go ahead.
So, like, I want to say no, because I feel like they're their own entity, because they're like a bunch of anti-heroes. But also, I could see them growing into it. I think it depends on where they take the franchise. I think it all depends. Speaking of, actually, I'll wait till the end. Never mind. Pete, you go.
They don't feel like Avengers. The Avengers are like these big heroes, the Hulk and Thor and Iron Man and Captain America. And you got this like a humiliated Captain America. You got a Russian, right? Two Russians, actually. which certainly won't particularly endear them to Americans. And Ghost is British too, right? So it's like they're not even American. I mean, hey, America, we want American heroes. Come on. So
anyone that's American now has a taco for a shield. So
I do have to say, I enjoyed that the end credit, which was like, what, 14 months later, his shield was still folded up. I was like, oh my gosh, they didn't fix that. So I guess Bob's the only the only real American. Bucky's
Russian.
Yeah, Bucky's he was a Russian accent. Asset. I still want to know how he got elected. You know,
no. We're not getting into that kind of thing, because in season is an age, we don't talk about that. It's like Bruno. We just, nuh-uh.
Okay, we'll skip that. But no, I can't see them in story or even by fans particularly going, yeah, these are the Avengers. Sure. Yeah. No, so I don't think so. What do you think, Steve? But I think Elena
could. Because, like Kate, Elena was my favorite character, followed by the Red Guardian. Yeah. B-Cap. Or B mode Captain America. No, he's never going to make it. But I could see those two eventually being in there. There's something about them that I'm just like drawn to. Like the other two, Ghost or whatever, or Captain America, they could just disappear. But I like Elena. So So I'm going to say Elena is the one.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here because they did that whole, all the chairs of all like the Avengers that are listed as coming back for, and I'm mostly thinking for Avengers Doomsday.
Right.
You've got, well, everyone in this is coming back, including Bob.
Right.
So, it's just,
well,
real, go ahead.
So Sentry is a Marvel character, like that Sentry, yes, and him taking over the Watchtower and the Watchtower being Tony Stark's tower is all part of the Marvel comics. So he is, it's not like they made him up for this,
right,
this story. So yeah.
But one thing I noticed in the original by original MCU, I'm going up through Endgame.
Right.
Okay. In the original MCU, you started with the five main Avengers, right? Mm-hmm. The five who solved the problem during Endgame and the five who were never snapped were the five main Avengers.
Right. Yeah.
It's amazing how those five, none of them happened to get snapped. So it's just, they've built up that realistically, it's those five. It's Thor, it's Iron Man, it's Captain America, it's Black Widow, and it's the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
You've still got three of those around. Three. Iron Man's dead, Black Widow's dead.
Captain America is on the moon. No.
No, he's...
We don't know where Captain America is.
You don't know where Captain America is because, yeah. But then I have a hard time seeing it going many places. And that kind of actually brings me to our next question. Is this really kind of the rebirth of the MCU, or is this the last act of a desperate franchise? Because, and that also reminds me of the line from Blazing Saddles. Can't you see this is the last act of a desperate man? We don't care if it's the first act of Henry V. We're leaving. So all of a sudden, you've got all these new characters that they're trying to make some connection to. You've got the Fantastic Four movie, which bombed.
It did better than this movie did, though. This movie bombed.
Well, yeah, this movie bombed, too. So, I mean, I think Fantastic Four, I think it's made $500 million, which for Marvel is a bomb.
Yeah, I would argue it's probably a break even.
A break even, okay, but it's
not a hit for sure.
It's not the hit that they were hoping it would be.
Right.
It's coming out 2 months after this and having the direct tie in the end scene. I think the last act for the Desperate franchise is Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom.
Yes.
That is your, oh my God, what are we going to do to save the MCU? I know, let's keep Robert Downey Jr. around. That feels so desperate. It's like they don't know where to go without their core. So I see MCU as grasping at straws at this point. Does anyone really want to argue against that?
No, but I want to add on to it.
Yeah.
They knocked it out of the park with all of the buildup to Infinity War and Endgame. It was so good. Like, the masterful storytelling, the casting was perfect, the sacrifices that were made with Black Widow, with Robert Downey Jr., and Iron Man, with how Chris Evans' Captain America went out. Like, it just was so good. I don't think they can top it. I don't think they should try and top it. I think that they should try to take it in a totally different direction because it was so well done. I've never been in a movie theater. I can only think of three times in a movie theater where, like, the theater was moved. Moved. One of them was the end of the movie Inception. when you didn't see if the top fell or not, everybody lost their minds. The other one was the movie Dreamgirls, when Jennifer Hudson sang, "And I am telling you, I'm not going." People gave her a standing ovation in my movie theater. And this, when this movie ended, or not this movie, I'm sorry, not this movie, when Infinity War ended, and like, you didn't know how to process the "I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark," and everybody was just gone. And all we had was a blinking light from Captain Marvel, which I didn't know that that was. Well, then it didn't it say it would return in Captain Marvel or something like that? I don't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That was one of the only times that, like, I have seen an entire movie theater just be silent of, like, what just happened? Like, the whole, what was it, phase five? Was that in phase five?
That was three. That was one, two, phase and three. That three ended three.
Was just so brilliantly written and so good up through Endgame. I don't know how you top it. I don't know how you, I mean, I think the Spider-Man movies have done pretty well. WandaVision was fantastic. We really enjoyed, we enjoyed WandaVision. We enjoyed
Agatha
all along. Like, there have been little bits and pieces where it's like, oh, this is good and this is good and this is good. I just don't know how they're going to tie it all together as brilliantly as they did with Endgame and Infinity War, if that makes any sense.
It does. I agree with Kate. I think that they have to go a new direction, something new, instead of trying to recapture everything. Go off into a new path, something that we haven't seen before.
You guys haven't read many comic books, have you? Most comic books are this.
Well, reinventing and doing it all again.
Yeah. I mean, I want to agree with Kate. Like, I remember sitting, I don't know if it was Infinity War or Endgame, but I was there and my daughter was there. I think it was Endgame because she had brought like a friend or something like that. And I was like, it was that like final battle when, you know, Cap gets the hammer and like the whole theater went nuts when Captain America got Thor's hammer. And like, I looked over at her and I was like, oh my God, this is her Star Wars. This is like when I was a kid, it was Star Wars and Indiana Jones and Back to the Future. Those were the movies that I like. This movie is going to be the movie that she looks back on and was like, oh my God, that moment was so great. And
now we're in the Star Wars prequel.
Since then, since Endgame, they've just, like, they had a master plan and then they went to, let's just throw stuff at a wall and see what sticks.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They threw stuff at the wall to see what sticks.
For the last six, 7 years. And they're like, oh, this character, you know, and I've used this example before. Shang-Chi was a pretty good movie. It was really enjoyable. The ending was too long. Good character, everything like that. We haven't seen him in 6 years. Like, why do you introduce a character if you're going to build this universe? You know, Kate exactly hit it right. They focused on these main characters and told the story over multiple movies. We haven't seen an overarching story, really. Yes, this movie brought some characters together from other stories, but it doesn't.
But so no, what?
But so what? Exactly. That's what you watch and you go, so what? So I see. I completely agree with what Derek said, which is this isn't the last act of a desperate franchise. That's Avengers Doomsday, where they're bringing back the directors of Infinity War and Avengers, and they're bringing back one of the writers, and we're bringing back Robert Downey Jr. And hey, you know, every single Marvel character you've ever seen before, we're bringing all of them back too. And I just can't imagine it's not going to be a mess.
Hopefully not the Eternals.
No, they haven't brought back the Eternals, which is good. But like, I just don't know how that movie's not going to be this huge mess if they're going to take, well, we got these Avengers and then we got those Avengers. Then we got the Fantastic Four. Oh, let's throw in the X-Men. Here come the X-Men. And here come and everybody's going to fight, you know, and it's like none of these characters we even remotely care about.
Or are we setting up another Civil War setting?
Well, it's...
That's kind of feels what this is like. We get so many heroes and anti-heroes together. They're going to end up fighting each other.
Well, that's what Secret Wars is about. So that's you got Doomsday and Secret Wars. So the Doomsday is setting up Secret Wars, which is all about different characters having to fight each other. And, you know, they're talking about using that as kind of a reboot, which is that's honestly needed.
They're still like half of them.
And I keep watching the movies, but you know, I don't know. I enjoyed this movie, but not because of the overarching story. I enjoyed this movie because I thought it was funny. I liked a couple of the characters. You know, it's not working as an overarching story. I saw the announcement for Doomsday and I was like, really? This is what you're going to do? And so, as I said, and I'm probably Kate and I are both big Marvel fans, certainly. But, you know, I'm certainly a big Marvel fanboy, an MCU fanboy, even though I was never a big comics person. But they've really tried my patience and my expectations. So, yeah, I think they're desperate to try and recapture what they've lost. And I don't think they know how to do it. So,
yeah. Any other thoughts, comments you want to make about Thunderbolts asterisks?
I like the limo flipping. I thought that was a cool stunt. That one made me go, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I do have a friend who was in this movie. I didn't catch him, but I also wasn't like super, super hard looking for him. So I may have to go back and watch it again and see if I can find my friend Matt. I know he was an army. He was in a scene with Julia Louis-Dreyfus as a soldier. But
okay.
Pretty cool.
So, as we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5. How many cups of pixie dust are you giving Thunderbolts, Kate?
I'm giving it a solid 3. I was tempted to go 3.5, but I like to be kind of stingy on my going above a 3. I would definitely watch it again. I probably will watch it again with Casey. I'm going to give it a solid 3. Pete?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give it a 3, and then I'm going to give it an extra half for the meth chicken. So 3.5.
Yes.
I do have a comment. I did enjoy the very end of the credits with all the magazines where I was talking about B Avengers. Yeah. That cracked me up. That I found that funny. I'm going with 2.5. Almost a 3. Just did not quite pull it off, but 2.5.
Yeah, and I gotta go 1.5 on this, guys. Just because I have given some stuff 2s lately that I would much rather watch than this. This is one where if it's on, sure, I'll sit in the same room, but I'm not paying attention at all.
It didn't make you laugh at all?
Not really.
Wow.
Oh.
It made me chuckle.
Just the interactions between Yelena and her dad are just...
Well, the Yelena and her dad, I thought was incredibly... They just needed to stop yelling at each other.
Well, they are Russian.
There were a few comments early that, yeah, sure. But, for the most part, it was just meh. So... Yeah.
That's fair.
Hey, what do we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Ooh, so first and foremost, I don't know how I feel about this. A new documentary by Leslie, is it Iwerks?
Yes.
Yes.
Iwerks.
Of Iwerks' daughter.
Oh, perfect.
Granddaughter.
On the making of Disneyland will come to Disney Plus sometime this winter. Disneyland Handcrafted will look at early concepts to the early operating days of the park using personal footage and never before seen images from the Disney company. I feel like we've seen all of this.
Congratulations. We might have, but we're going to watch it.
Oh, sure. I just feel like I will be interested to see if there's anything new that we learn or see. And last but not least, Marvel Zombies is coming on September 24th. This builds on the What If episode from season 1.
Yeah.
I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying this honestly could be one of the goriest things ever put out by Marvel, and that's including The Punisher. Now, it's all animated, so it won't be as bad. But
that's...
Yeah, So, guys, next week, I am actually looking forward to what we're watching next week. We are going to be watching one of the... It's one of the few sequels that I think is so independent enough, but yet connects to it and is funny enough to be worth watching. Lion King 1.5. I remember watching this early, like right after it came out on, because it was a direct-to-video. So right after it came out, we got it. And it basically follows Timon and Pumbaa, the what they're doing when they're not part of, when they're not on camera in The Lion King.
Basically. Isn't this where they have the song, Quick Before the Hyena Come?
Dig a tunnel? Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Dig, 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 dig.
Tunnel. I have never seen this.
Oh, Steve, you're in for a treat.
So
it's great.
Yeah. I hope he's in for it. I hope it's as good as I remember, because I probably haven't seen it in 10 years.
I was going to say, I hope this movie holds up, because I remember it being great.
It's got Jerry Stiller as a meerkat. So, I mean, that right there.
and it brings back all the original cast.
So, okay.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, they get Whoopi Goldberg to come back as the hyena. Yeah. I mean, they get everybody back.
That's awesome.
And it's essentially Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead since Hamlet is Lion King. This is Rosencrantz. There's a play called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. Basically follows Rosencrantz and Guildenstern during the Hamlet play. So that's basically what this is. So,
except they don't die.
Except they don't die. But spoilers, come on. No, anyway. After that, guys, we've got a couple weeks where we're not real sure what we're going to watch. So please send us suggestions at plusfortune@gmail.com. You send it to us, we'll probably watch it. Send us messages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere. Carrier pigeon, smoke signals, anything. Carve it in, use Roundup on a football field to tell us. Please don't.
Drone.
Yeah. Come up with a drone show. We've got new episodes Thursdays on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, Steve, Gina in the background, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.